Dumps, tunnels, backrooms, and more. Part 1. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of October 1st, 2025. This is one of the subjects where visual aids, such as maps, images, videos, and photographs, would be most needed. I am also conscious that many people consider themselves to be visual individuals, taking in information mostly through their eyes, while they may have a harder time understanding things that are narrated or described. I know this is one of the weakest points of my YouTube channel, because I either can't make appropriate images, the ones I may find that are useful have a copyright, or I am simply not permitted to show any because of the hideous Prime Directive. Although that may sound like an excuse, I am still bound to it. But this subject I want and need to share with you today, and even though images and especially maps would be appropriate, after studying the implications carefully, I see that it is convenient not to place any of those in this video because I will be saying too much anyway, and more would be less because it may get me into trouble, especially with the other observing Federation races, those who would help a lot more if they simply stepped away and let us do our job here with Earth, without having to justify every move. Planet Earth is not structured as traditional science there tells you. It is far more complicated underground than what you are led to believe. I will describe Earth's underground next, but this is also valid for countless other M-class planets. However, the variations among all the ones that exist in the vast universe are unlimited. And we know this next information because we have very advanced sensor systems, based on neutrinos, which allow us to easily see and map everything underground with nauseating clarity, although it does have certain limitations which I cannot disclose for strategic reasons. The Earth is not hollow, as many claim. It is a vast, Gruyere cheese-structured, semispherical object, with a non-uniform mass distribution. Sorry, flat earthers, for what it is worth, I know this empirically, as all I need to do is look out my window. This means that it has a vast network of interconnected and isolated underground cavities, thousands of them, which on a global scale may not look to be so large, but from a human scale, they are at least the size of a medium to large-sized country, or smaller. Between them, there may be magma pockets, also thousands of them and of various sizes, which have reached some kind of equilibrium with the hollow spaces, a stability that has led the nearby magma to act as an inner Earth sun to provide heat, radiation of non-destructive wavelengths, including light, much as how a sun provides the same to the surface of any inhabitable planet. As well as with the magma pockets, there are also huge oceans and water pockets underground. There is far more water underground than on the surface. This has caused a vast ecosystem underground to develop, especially among the larger interconnected cavities, but also inside the isolated ones, if the conditions are appropriate, and where subterranean animal and plant species may be unique to those places, even when among the larger ones they are mostly shared. In some cases, some animal and plant species may also be shared with those on the surface of the planet. Generalizing, the species which live and thrive in the underground cavities do not mingle with the ones on the surface, and when they do, they may cause cryptozoological incidents of various kinds, for example, Bigfoot and other species of the same family, like the snow, high mountain version of the same, often called Menk in certain parts of Russia, which are commonly known as the abominable snowman, and are far from being exclusive of the Himalayan mountains, as there are large groups of them in the Ural Mountains, and all over North Siberia, among other places. All those groups of large hominids are shallow inner earth creatures, with a primitive social structure, which sometimes go up to the surface through countless hidden access holes, but which mostly remain underground, mostly. As I mentioned in other related videos, there are two civilizations on Earth, one on the surface and another underground that is far more advanced, but that also mingles with the one above, controlling it. This other complex, mostly underground, advanced civilization is fully interstellar and has been proven to have connections with regressive star races and their organizations, such as the ones from Orion, but not only, as there are other shady races in touch with them. For example, there is a vast population of Malakak, or tall whites, that have also been detected to be cooperating with the underground civilization, and those have always been difficult, manipulative, two-faced people which are not trustworthy, even when there may be some cooperative nice elements among them, but that is another story. The people on the surface of planet Earth have been slowly brainwashed and coerced into believing that there is nothing important underground, precisely to protect the interests of the inner civilization and to prevent the people above from knowing who is manipulating and exploiting them. This is also augmented because the people above find it very hard to build or drill out anything underground, as even a tunnel may take years to build, even using the most modern equipment, while the civilization below uses nuclear and serrapoint-powered machines that can not only drill kilometers of a tunnel in a single day, it also uses the excess material to reinforce the sides with solidified melted rock, covered with a porcelain smooth surface coating, leaving the tunnel or the new cavity ready to use in a matter of hours. They also know where they can tunnel or build another cavity without having to face the threat of their project ending up flooded, or being interfered with by a magma pocket, because they have ground-penetrating imaging, at least nearly as advanced as ours, and which leaves the standard surface civilization ground-penetrating radar systems completely obsolete to the level of becoming comparable to a badly made, cheap child's toy. One of the factors that causes much disbelief among the human population on the surface is the ignorance in which they are kept, regarding what is technologically possible and what is not. Where the people on the surface enter disbelief easily, as they have no way to imagine equipment so advanced that it can build an entire city underground in a matter of months, if not less. Or in my case, how we can build and command million-ton starships, for example. The civilization underground is far older than the one above, especially if we consider them to be at least the main ones which organize and cause global resets in the one above, each time the surface civilization becomes too large or too difficult to control. But all this never excludes the manipulation and intervention of off-planet star races with shady intentions and manipulative strategies, including those which act over supposedly positive stellar organizations such as the Galactic Federation. This goes especially for all those from the general region of Orion. Describing the people who live underground and everything we know about them, including their civilization, is complicated and will take several videos, but I do see this as a very necessary subject, as all the things which are happening on Earth, on the surface, are, at least mostly, being controlled and orchestrated by the people below. The underground inhabitants are mostly human, being that they are the same species and the same general culture as the ones on the surface, where many of the underground people with the means and the excuse to do so will voluntarily visit the surface. And this is extremely easy for them as they are always well connected and in places of power, and are included in what the people on the surface know as the super rich and the elite. Notice that I do not mention reptilords, contrary to what other authors claim, and this is because, in my experience, and that of the crew members, Hashmalim and Shinanim special forces operators from Teijita, who have gone deep inside some of those cavities underground, do not report having encountered any beings with reptiloid appearance, although they have found other non-human Lyrian species working with the underground humans, as I will explain in another episode of this subject. This lack of reptilords is difficult to explain. I am not saying that they do not exist, only that we have not encountered them during our rescue operations. This may most likely be because they dwell in the lower astral, from where they work through a human body, which acts like an organic portal through which they parasite with vibrational compatibility, and with technological means, such as immersion pods. To be continued in part 2. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.